Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Wyoming proposes rule changes to clarify voter residency requirements. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen. The Wyoming Secretary of State's office is proposing updates to election rules aimed at clarifying residency requirements for voters. According to a press release from the Secretary of State's office, the changes follow the passage of 2026 Senate Enrolled Act 5, which requires voters to be bona fide Wyoming residents for at least 30 days before an election. Under the proposed update, the state would revise what documents are considered acceptable to prove residency if a voter's eligibility is challenged at the polls. The rule change specifically amends Chapter 2 of Wyoming's election procedures to align with the new state law. State officials say the goal is to provide clearer guidance for election workers and ensure consistency in how residency is verified. The proposed rules are now open for public review. Residents can access them through the Wyoming Administrative Rules System online or by contacting the Secretary of State's office in Cheyenne. Public comments can be submitted through the state's website or by email, with the deadline set for May 9th. Big Boy 4014 draws crowds to Cheyenne for historic American 250 Tour. Thousands gathered in Cheyenne this weekend as Union Pacific's historic Big Boy 4014 steam locomotive rolled into town to kick off its nationwide America 250 tour. According to Cowboy State Daily, for many, it was a moment to remember. Children cheered as the massive engine arrived in a cloud of steam, while longtime rail fans traveled from across the country and even overseas to see it in person. The 133-foot locomotive, one of just 25 built during World War II, is the largest operating steam engine in the world and a symbol of America's industrial history. Union Pacific officials say the Coast to Coast tour is part of the celebration of the nation's 250th anniversary, highlighting the role railroads have played in connecting the country. The train will make stops across Wyoming before heading west, eventually traveling nationwide with display events planned in major cities. Big Boy is expected to return to Cheyenne later this month for maintenance before continuing the east leg of its tour. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shaleen.